Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of July, 2010. Coming up in the third hour, we have some guests dealing with the depression that has been engineered, not just here in the United States, but worldwide. And I wanted to pull up some statistics and numbers to cover in the last hour, dealing with the fact that many university studies estimate between 5 and 7+ million people starved to death during the decade-long Great Depression. That with a population that was 90% rural, and most of that 90% being self-sufficient. We now have 90% being urban, and of the 10% that are rural, less than half are estimated to be completely self-sufficient. This is the problem with the domesticated society we live in, and all the luxuries like toilets, running water, electricity, modern medicine that we take for granted. All of those are wonderful developments that were developed and discovered by our forebears with inventions from Japan to the United States that have been developed in the last 200 years. But through this system of a high-tech society, we become very, very soft and also very, very disconnected from the land and reality. And that has allowed a level of domestication, a level of dumbing down from basic facts of life, and a softness that we've never seen in human experience. And with that softness, we see a more intense version of what happened in other decadent societies, Rome during its decline, starting, 40-something years even before the birth of Christ, with Julius Caesar, right through to its fall in the 400s, we see that when societies become decadent and lovers of corruption, lovers of death, lovers of evil, that the more decadent people get, the more corrupt and murderous they become. And the more callous they become and the less feeling and the more self-centered you become, the more that allows society to even accelerate its collapse. Once societies have become wealthy, they always then begin to slouch towards Gomorrah and disintegrate. And any time a society says there is no good and evil, and people lose the capacity to judge between what's wholesome and what is destructive, it is an elevator straight to hell, a man-made hell. And I am a student of history. I have found it to be very, well, entertaining when I first got into it at about age 12. Of course, the more I researched history, I found out this wasn't just entertaining, action-packed information I was reading. This was humanity's story. And now I have unfortunately come to the realization that total societal degeneration is being done by design, and that the old system of humanity is being designed to collapse into a high-tech kill grid. And what really concerns me is so many times I will come to a realization about the elite, about the global ruling class and what their aims are from just watching what they're doing on the ground. And then many years later, I will read writings by the leading intellectuals of this planetary regime, where they talk about the necessary program of dumbing us down so that we can't resist being exterminated. They believe this is a great hardcore decision they've made and is beautiful in its will, its willingness to do this. But I want to have a larger discussion about that today, cover a lot of news, and take your phone calls. We'll cover it all when we come back. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're live. It's Wednesday, the 21st day of July, 2010. We have guests coming up the third hour today to deal with the depression that has been engineered by design. But what I want to do is mix the show up a bit here. You know, a lot of you probably been noticing we've been making a lot of changes. I want to open the phones up on the economy, on the oil leak. Is it really capped? They're saying that it's leaking some and that there's leaks and fissures several miles away, but it's not related to the original leak. I want to get into what's happening with the economy, what's going on in Arizona. Mexico's collapse is accelerating. We're now learning more about Obama and the sweeping financial overhaul bill that has passed and some more of the things that are in the health care bill that passed, like the tracking and control of gold and other precious metals purchases. There's just a lot of insane news coming out on a daily basis as this quickening intensifies and builds towards a crescendo. The world is changing for the better and the worst. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. But before I get into all of this news, I want to give the toll-free number out and in the first hour give new callers a chance because so many people are never able to call in. So I want to give first-time callers a chance. That means if you've been on hold before when the show ends, you've never had a chance to be on the broadcast, and you've got an issue or a question or a comment or you disagree with me, I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. The top story that I will hit later in the hour after I've gone to some of your calls just went live at prisonplanet.com. And the headline is, False Flag Cyber Attack Could Take Down the Internet. And this story is multifaceted. We had a caller on the broadcast who said, Alex, starting last Friday and through Tuesday, on Friday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you've given out key search terms like Obama deception censored, Google spies, and now Google launches. And all four of those terms have become the number one search trend. Not Lindsay Lohan, not Mel Gibson, not even the BP oil spill. And the way Google Trends works is if you're in the top 10 or so, generally that's going to stay in there for a few days. We know Google's been censoring these. It's very elementary, and I went in and read their algorithm rules in the last few days, and what we had already known about it was correct. They claim that, you know, you will be searchable if you're in the top several thousand search terms. So there's no way that these four terms have gone to number one on Friday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Each day we launched a search term, the first being Obama deception, the second being Obama deception censored, the third being Google spies, and the next being Google launches cover-up of Google spies. We know they are erasing it because it goes to number one, and other search terms that are number one, number two, number five, number 10, number 15, they move back and forth all day. Our four search terms go to number one and then just completely disappear. And when you search those terms, it says no data to produce graph. No search is found for this term. Now, that's impossible. You don't have something at the top of the search engine and then it's just not found. It doesn't go from number one to zero, not existing instantaneously. So it's just total fact, common sense, that is indeed happening. As I saw some of the comments on the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com story by Steve Watson yesterday about Google launches cover up of Google spies story. I also noticed that it was in the top 10 2 days ago, the Washington Post story that was one of the major stories in the nation about the United States of spies and about how there's 850,000+ highest level private corporate spies that gives them unfair trade advantage, gives them control. They are literally taking over the government. That was disappeared. I noticed that was number nine. Our search was number one on Monday. And then I searched a few hours later, and it said no search found, zero. So they're not just censoring Obama deception censored, Google spies, Google launches cover-up. I guess they could argue, well, you had people doing that, so we're saying it's not a real search. But, I mean, they haven't said that publicly, but I could see them doing that. But still, that's a form of censorship. But to say that the headline out of the Washington Post that was all over the national news and is all over the news today, to have that disappear without a trace, this is another window into how the establishment decides what it wants to be the top trends. They're not disappearing Lindsay Lohan. They're not disappearing Mel Gibson. They're not disappearing Vandersloot. They're not disappearing things like that. They are disappearing information that exposes the fact that Google and Oracle and others are deeply into the secret America. In fact, the term was the secret America. That was the term that they censored dealing with the Washington Post article. And here are some articles on it today. Here's one out of the Seattle Times. Top secret America, snoops in our suburbs. And it shows how all over the country they're building giant spy bases against the American people. And there's a bunch of other mainstream news articles that are dealing with that today, and we'll be covering some of that coming up after I take your phone calls. But false flag cyber attack could take down the internet. The Pentagon is telling us there's going to be a massive attack. They're going to have to shut the web off and change our access. And last Thursday, 73,000 blogs were taken down because one blog they claim was being used by Al-Qaeda. The feds have now, 5 days later, told us their reason, and that's in the news today. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about it last night, linking to Reuters and others, where they say, oh, well, there was one blog on this website that Al-Qaeda was using. So we didn't call the website and say, please take that down, or we didn't take them to court, or we didn't show evidence. No, we just took a giant website with 73,000 blogs down. And so they will attack the internet. The mainstream media is dying. The government support with the people is dying. All the polls and numbers show that. The media, the dinosaur media, even admits they're in free fall and government's in free fall. And so the dinosaur media owned by the big global robber baron corporations that aren't free market, that are criminal, that make their money through looting and power and surveillance and espionage. I've been telling you it's a global corporate takeover. Now you learn that there are hundreds of times more security clearances at the highest level for private corporate chiefs, 850 plus thousand, than there are in the government. The government is now, I mean, here in Austin, foreign banks come in and the city council gets bought off and they pass $2.6 billion in energy increase taxes that are more than all the other taxes combined each year. And that now they're announcing they're going to seize all the major roads and put toll roads on it. And almost all the money is going to go to offshore corporations like Centra of Spain. That's exactly what happened 150 plus years ago in China when 11 Western powers, France, the United States, England, the Netherlands, Germany, even Poland had an outpost, went in and divided up China and took it over. And it took them decades of corporate espionage to buy off local cities and regions, and they did it. And the Boxer Rebellion and other rebellions led to China finally getting its sovereignty back, but then it was still weak, so Japan came in decades later. Same with Korea. Eastern Russia was weak, so the Japanese invaded as well before World War II. So this is happening now. We were a free society. We were wide open. And corporations running intelligence operations, and the first intelligence agencies were not government. In the more modern era of the last 300 years in Europe, the Rothschilds and others on record had intelligence agencies bigger than British intelligence. And British intelligence itself, this is in mainline history, was modeled after the Rothschild intelligence networks. And so we have been conquered, and the banks are bankrupting us to bring us down to the level of third world serfs. And they don't want the people to be able to speak out and expose their banking takeover. That's why they erased the Obama deception, but the backlash caused them to put it back up, an unprecedented move. That's why they're moving and openly announcing they're going to start curtailing the web, because we are countering them, and they can't have us out there telling the truth during this process. And so today, this is the last time I'm going to do this, at least for a few weeks. I want to see the aftermath of it and gauge it. I want to analyze the data. It's very interesting. But it does show we're even more effective than we had previously gauged, which is a chilling prospect. Why me, God? Why? Why am I sitting in the middle of this platform that's so powerful? It's a chilling, adrenaline-fueled burden. When I consciously face the position we're in and the responsibility we have, I have an adrenaline rush. But today we're going to make this term number one, false flag cyber attack. False flag cyber attack, so that hundreds of other blogs and newspapers will then pick up on the story, as the last four term blitzes have done. And so we'll put it out there even more on record that we know a false flag cyber attack is coming, to be blamed on foreign enemies or domestic hackers as a pretext to further curtail the web and bring it a step further in, on its journey towards being a instrument of control, not an instrument of enlightenment. So the search term today, folks, if you choose to accept this mission, is false.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are essentially located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers.
Okay, my friends, we're going to go straight to your phone calls. And then coming up, household cleaning products linked to breast cancer in a major long-term study. But it's also linked to ADHD, increases in cancer. That's because mainline household cleaning products are the derivatives of the oil industry and gasoline refining. They also spray it on the crops, and they know full well what they're doing. That's why 30 years ago, in a cancer ward, doctors would come from hundreds of miles around to see someone below the age of 10 who had cancer, and now there's children with cancer all over your neighborhood. You are being murdered. The question is, will you have the strength to research this? Well, we'll talk about that later. Let's talk to JP in Minnesota. JP, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, my brother in freedom and my sensei in the InfoWar. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
You know, Alex, I had a few questions for you and a few points I wanted to share with you. I was all caught up on listening to your show last week on Saturday. I had to drive into work, so I downloaded one of your older shows. I went searching through 2008, and I downloaded this episode where you interviewed Mick Begich. And it was an awesome, awesome show. Probably 5 minutes into the show, you were talking about the Internet and some news story at the time, and you were telling us that, you predicted flat out. You said in 2.5 years, mid-2010, Internet's dead, big attack, the globalists own words, their own documents. So I thought that was just amazing to hear you back in 2008. You really laid it out what's going on right now.
Well, I believe I was I don't remember the show 2 years ago. That would be 2 years ago now. That was mid-2008. I do remember interviewing Begich then because his brother was running for the Senate and then won. But Begich, of course, a scientist for those that just joined us, was on talking about a host of issues. But at that time, I was covering a British Ministry of Defense report where they were basically laying out what they were going to do, the global collapse, how they would use that to start the transfer of the web from free to unfree in 2010 into 2012. Nothing to do with the Mayan calendar. That's the government itself is saying they want to have this global system in by 2012. And there's mirrored documents in Defense Department statements and also Internet 2, this private consortium, this corporate consortium that's spearheading the takeover of the web by these interests. So it's not really so much the end of the web. It's the end of the web as we know it, the end of the free web. But, yes, I mean, I don't deserve any credit for that. I'm just going off their own documents.
Well, I know. It was just amazing to hear you lay it out, 2 years ago. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. But I want you to know I've been a longtime listener, a longtime activist fighting the cause, helping you out. I've been playing all your videos on the local cable access channel here in Washington County.
Beautiful.
We've got all of Jason Burmes's films playing, and now I just added the Secret of Oz and Money Masters and Don't Tread on Me. They're playing there as well. And by the way, that Don't Tread on Me, awesome film, awesome.
It's awesome because it's filled with real solutions to take the states and counties and sheriffs back.
Yeah, and that's what I tell people. I'm like, you know, this film, it isn't depressing, but it does address real issues, but it's all about solutions. And, you know, one of the biggest problems in America right now is we got to get people to wake up to, obviously, you know, the whole banking fraud, private central bank, how all that works. But I think this, and speaking of which, in that movie, The Secret of Oz, they have Byron Dale, and I highly suggest that you interview him. I've gotten to know him over the years personally. I can give you his contact info if you'd like.
I think I interviewed him like a decade ago, but sure, give us the info. He'd be a good guest to have on.
Yeah, well, I won't give his number on air, but
No, obviously, we can get it if we don't already have it. I'm saying send it to us. JP, I appreciate your call. Speaking of those films that you just mentioned, The Secret of Oz deals with how the banking cartel's taken over not just the U.S., but Iceland, Greece, the rest of the planet, and financial ways to reverse what they've done, monetary solutions. Of course, this film, Obama Deception, absolute vital viewing. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. I'm in it. Edwin Vieira, Michael Bagnarek, and so many others that are in this important film, Richard Mack, all available at InfoWars. InfoWars.com and Invisible Empire, New Order Defined. We produced, available at InfoWars.com. We'll be back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
They have to work the dark side over there and spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
controllers. They are poisoning all of us in the food, the water, the cleaning products, everything by design. We have covered their own documents, their own admissions in triplicate. You ignore this information at your peril. But thank God there are people out there like JP, the last caller, that are going and putting my films and other documentaries on Access TV, reaching thousands of people. That's another great avenue to reach out to folks. Whatever way you use, whether it's the internet or talk radio or blogs or newsletters or you write a book, every person you warn, every person that you wake up is one step closer to victory against this dehumanization. Now, I want to go hurriedly through your calls now. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I've got some really important information and news blitz info coming up in the next hour. We're going to cover a host of issues, and we'll still continue to take calls, but predominantly it's going to be news in the next hour, then guests in the third hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Justin in Arkansas. Justin, you're on the air.
Oh, my God, Alex Jones, this is wonderful. I've always wanted to call in and talk with you. Thank you very much, sir, for helping me to reach new levels of awareness.
Thanks for calling. How can I serve you, sir?
Okay. I had seen something about the aluminum from the chemtrails building up in the ground and whatnot, and how it was affecting the growth of heirloom varieties of vegetables and fruits.
Yes, and now Monsanto and others are coming out with aluminum-resistant seeds. But it's not just in the chemtrails, which that we know they're spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts. It's in the fertilizers, many of the industrial fertilizers being sprayed on the crop. So that's what's also killing the soil.
And there's one other thing I want to bring your attention. I have just gotten out of the military, but just before, like a week ago, I was hearing about, at least in my state, they're going to be having a pretty much a full-time force to deal with in-state emergencies, comprised of like 25% full-time individuals, you know?
Yeah, that's Brigade Homeland they announced 2.5 years ago in Army Times. Now they've got 8 regions with 10 sub-directorate regions under FEMA with the military to engage in all forms of law enforcement.
Yeah, it's just getting crazy. Cameras everywhere. And
remember, you know, they were building this up decades ago and in their own white paper saying it was for the design collapse. And so this has all been premeditated. Now, the average person in the military, even at colonel level, you know, is compartmentalized and doesn't see all of this. But if you show them the information, like my film Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, made over a decade ago, people will then click in and say, wow, I already knew all of this. I just didn't put the pieces together.
I've got about 5-year films, and so far I've put out about 400 copies so far, which isn't a lot, but it's a
yes,
start.
It is. Yes, it is.
Thank you, sir.
The act of resistance, handing out one film, is a gift of information, and it's that first step that matters.
Yes, it does.
Anything else on your mind, Justin?
That's the only thing I can think of. Thank you very much for taking my call, sir.
Thank you, Justin. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Washington, D.C. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. How you doing? Thank you so much for taking my call. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Very good. I just wanted to, first of all, I just wanted to, you know, thank you. I really appreciate, you know, all the work you're doing. I feel like, I sort of felt like Neo, you know, in the Matrix for a lot of years. I felt like, you know, something was wrong, you know, when Morpheus is explaining to him, you know, you always saw something wrong, but, you know, you could never just quite put your finger on it. So I felt like that. And, you know, in a lot of ways, you and other people kind of like my Morpheus a little bit. So
no, that's it. I mean, all I've ever done is point out that people already intrinsically knew, as I said 30 seconds ago, they just hadn't put the pieces together. And I think when callers call in and say, thank you, Alex, thank you, thank you, I always make the point, don't thank me. This is self-preservation. I mean, this is pure evil, scientifically crafted dehumanization we're dealing with. I think really the statement is, I care about you intrinsically, and we are brothers and sisters in liberty, in loving the truth, in carrying the fire of hope and honor and love in our hearts. And so I think instead of saying you appreciate me, I appreciate you and we love the truth. And so we are spiritual brothers. And so I understand callers always want to thank me because they want to say I appreciate you. Well, no, I appreciate you. We are together. We are soulmates in eternity. All of us are part of a brotherhood and a sisterhood and sons of liberty here. And so I think that's really why, even though I ask callers not to thank me, that everyone does it because they're wanting to say, I am with you. Well, I am with you as well. We are together in history.
Absolutely. United we stand. Well, I wanted to bring up just a couple of things. I'm on Facebook like a lot of other folks, and I was just, looking at some of your pages, and I just get so tired and so frustrated. There are so many people that are on these comments and on these message boards, and they instead of like an issue or something that you might have posted up there, they want to focus and like, you know, maybe badmouth you or, you know, make it about you instead of focusing on the issue. And when it didn't take for you to tell me or the rest of your listeners to focus on the issues, and they choose not to. So what I was basically saying was just, you know, if he's touching on something that you don't want him to touch on or whatever, then go ahead and write an article or make up a blog. And pretty much, you know, just do what you want to do. If all you're going to do is go into his message boards and stuff and badmouth him, you're not being really productive. I would never go to Glenn Beck's message board or something like that, or some neo-lib message board and badmouth like whoever put it together. I would go on there and raise issues that I'd want, you know, raised up. You know what I mean? So I just think that's crazy. And I had recently, from off of your site, I got Leroy Fletcher Prouty's The Secret Team, and it's extremely informative already. I'm not even that far into it.
Well, it is extremely important, and everything you've said has been extremely well focused. Anything else, Daniel?
Huh?
Anything else, sir?
No. Well, concerning The Secret Team, I just wanted to say really quick. I thought it was incredible. My father, he came in and then he saw it and he was like, oh, what is this, another conspiracy book? I said, no, I kind of consider it a history book rather, but okay, yeah, for the sake of argument. And he's like, well, I think he's like basically called Colonel Prouty a snitch or what have you. And then so I let him make his point, and I came back after the fact and said, well, you know what? Let me ask you a quick question and tell me the truth. Would you still have said the same thing if Colonel Prouty had written this book, but instead of critiquing the CIA and what he called the secret team, he had been supporting it? Would you still say the same thing? He thought about it for a minute, and he said, no, I wouldn't say the same thing. And I left. I just think it's so incredible. We need to shake ourselves out of this silly apathy that we're in.
Daniel, I appreciate your call. Let me speak to your father, who I'm sure is a wonderful person, and because he is a good patriotic American— and he's done good work, it sounds like, in the government. He takes that as an insult to hear about Fletcher Prouty, the head of Black Ops, the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA and the White House. He takes that as an insult against himself. And that's why compartmentalization is so dangerous, is that people that work in the system are shielded and are kept in a little bubble and are generally told they're doing something for one reason, when really it's not being done for A, it's being done for B. And they don't want their image of America to be tarnished. And they're really playing a mind game with themselves, where if they think that they just say everything's okay, then that makes it okay, and that's not the case. There were tens of thousands of German officers who spoke out or rose up against Hitler. And a lot of them were Nazis. A lot of them were anti-Semitic and had been pro-Hitler. But in the last 2 years of the war, Germany had been bombed into oblivion. Millions of German soldiers were dead. A lot of their families were dead. And they said, this guy's going to destroy Germany. Now, a lot of them had fought against him early on because they had seen what was coming from 100 miles away. And pastors and so many others. But, you know, were they traitors? Were the German officers that tried to get rid of Hitler, I mean, were they traitors? See, the government of Germany wasn't Hitler, though he made it to be the government. The government was the people under their republic, but they lost their Weimar Republic. They lost it to corruption and apathy and to depression. You know, depressions most of the time lead to a worse form of tyranny than what was there beforehand. That's why the globalists are putting us into this depression, and then they're going to offer their solutions. Bernanke and others are, which is more control for them. Here it is today, Obama poised to sign sweeping financial overhaul. But since you mentioned the fact that the folks on the internet spend more time attacking Alex Jones than they do attacking the government and criticizing it. They spend, I mean, large portions of people. It's one of the biggest memes on the internet, and it's actually helped me. I guess God, you know, says no weapon formed against us will prosper, and I didn't understand this, you know, 15 years ago. I understand it now. But they attack me for a lot of reasons. I mean, really, it's a perfect storm. But I would say 95% of it is not government produced. But if you have a plastic explosive, say 100 pounds of it, and you stick a tiny trigger cap in it that runs to the electrical timer, it is a tiny electrical charge that causes that 100 pounds of plastic explosives that, you know, can destroy much of a city block. It is a tiny blasting cap that ignites that. And so the government is on record. And this is what Cash Sunstein, this is what got released a year ago. He'd written it 2 years ago advising Harvard and Chicago Business School. He's now in the White House regulations are. We've written articles about it, but it's also even been in the mainstream news. That he said, we need to go out and pose as conspiracy theorists. And he defines that as anybody that criticizes the government. That's a mind control term itself. Oh, you don't trust the government. You don't trust BP. You don't trust powerful people. Our founding fathers said don't trust the system. Keep the government small. Have separation of powers or you will get tyranny. But they call what Thomas Jefferson said basically a conspiracy theory. It's a stereotype, a one-liner, something they just throw out to not have a debate with you, to try to minimize you. But Sunstein says this isn't working anymore. He said, we've got to go out and cause infighting with these groups. We've got to go out and attack their effective leaders, discrediting them. Well, what happened with COINTELPRO in the 60s with the anti-war movement? They'd send people in to get everybody infighting with each other. And so it's a very small government trigger. And then you've got the troll society, the troll culture online. It's a coward culture. And they've done corporate studies about even employees will send threatening emails to their bosses or vice versa. But they won't say it in person, but in email, people tend to really say what they think. It's kind of like a drunk man, you know, tells no lies. And so these people just go wild. And then it's a radicalization process of competing with each other to, you know, bring up more and more crazy things. And so instead of the conspiracy culture being about government documents and opposing the foreign banks, those are big targets that people don't feel like they're worthy to resist. But it's easy to look at Alex Jones and say, well, that guy's had some success. That must be a fraud. Look what these people are saying about themselves. They're saying they have no respect in themselves. They're saying they can't believe there's somebody real out there resisting. Well, I mean, look how many people we've woke up. Look at how we're the driving engine of the global awakening. I mean, there's a lot of factors there, but we're the biggest. Of hundreds of factors, we're the biggest. There's a lot of fish in the pond of resistance, but we're the biggest. And so I always admired people that could do things better than I could or who were eloquent or who were beautiful. I never have really had a lot of envy or jealousy, and I didn't really realize that most people, a lot of people, are driven by that, and most losers are. They feel sorry for themselves. And so the kind of conspiracy theory culture, it attracts good patriots, researchers, people that understand what's happening, people who could see over the horizon historically, people who have a sixth and a seventh or an eighth sense, as some would say. But it also attracts people who are just angry and who want to blame somebody for something. And so there's a lot of jealousy. You know, they have a simple term for it. It's called haters. And I almost cringe when a Willie Nelson or a Charlie Sheen calls me now and wants to come on the show, or Jesse Ventura tells me, hey, I want to come on and go public for 9/11 Truth 2.5 years ago. Because then I thought that would wake people up because they care about celebrity. Now I realize it just makes them get more jealous. So I've been contacted by a lot of big celebrities lately, and I haven't even asked them to come on. I'm just like, because I realize we need to build the archetype up of the individual, the auto mechanic, the police officer, the school teacher, the artist, the little man standing up, because that really is where the power is. And I learn more and more about human traits and the way people behave. And I realize that a lot of people also, just at a subconscious level, they envy my courage. They envy my intellect. They envy my will. They envy my success and the fact that I work harder than anybody else. And God gave me a lot of great gifts, and they all work together for the glory of God's creation and for God. And so I'm committed. But yes.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
One other reason it's so popular to attack this radio show by the mainstream media, the government, corporations, is because, you know, if one head tries to pop up above the others, it's fun to try to knock it back down. You ever gone fishing for crabs? Must have been 15 years ago, an old patriot, you know, said, well, you know why there's so much infighting. You know why. You know, the system is promoting infighting and pushing it to keep us all down. It's a form of divide and conquer. But more than that, you ever gone crab fishing? And, yeah, throw out a piece of bacon or whatever. The crab's greedy. You drag him in. You scoop him up with a shovel. You throw him in a bucket. And if the crabs work together like army ants, they could form a human chain or an ant chain or a crab chain and get out of the crab bucket. But when the crabs will all leave each other alone till the biggest crab goes over and starts trying to climb out, and crabs will come over and grab him by the legs and try to pull him back down. And I thought that was a good, the term's not parable or good analogy. What's the best term to describe that? But, and that's why the system tells us torture and secret arrest and murder and killing is good. That's why they teach people when somebody else fails, you get ahead. When in truth, a rising tide raises all ships. A lowering tide lowers all ships. The truth is, if you talk to most people, they say, yeah, even people that attack me, they say, Alex Jones woke me up, but he's bad. See, they don't understand what Christ said about judge a tree by its fruits. But it doesn't bother me. I've gained more wisdom over the years, and I know that that is a symptom of our success against the New World Order. But I look at all the good people out there who have discernment and understand what's going on and how they are ignoring the disinformation and how they're moving forward. Because these minions and these fellow travelers of evil and weakness, they're just frustrated and feel powerless, and it makes their ego feel good to be able to ignore all of my work and just say, I, the troll, am good. Alex Jones is bad. I feel sorry for those people. But they do win when we divert from all the information we have and warning people about the poison and the food and the water and how it's done by design and how we can say no to these products and no to these vaccines. If we just stay focused on warning people, I want to warn new people. I'm not here to talk to the choir. When I do talk to the choir, like I've been doing in the last 10 minutes, it is only to get you to look inward and realize how you can do a better job. And so the caller from D.C. brought up those points. I thought they were very, very central and extremely informative. And Obama's done it just minutes ago. He signed the sweeping financial overhaul into law. It's not just Alex Jones saying this. It's Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano. Many others have analyzed the bill. And it expands the Federal Reserve dictatorship by several orders. It is just incredibly bad news, but it's the beginning of their end, because now they're identified as the ruling elite, not their puppet Obama, not their puppet George W. Bush or their puppet Mitt Romney or Sarah Palin or any of these people. They're bought and paid for by the globalists that make up the false left-right paradigm. The controllers in their own writings have been pointing out we're in trouble because the people now are looking at the real shadow government. It's now in the news about top secret America, an 850,000+ highest level security level private corporate spies that we've talked so much about. This is a private corporate takeover. They've gone in, paid off the government, to have the government give them government power so they can then go in and take over. So the sky's the limit. Now listen, I want to go through your calls quickly. These calls are all profound, though. I'm going to go to Frank, Jeremy, Walt, Robert, Kirby, and others. When we start the second hour, then I got a bunch of news coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.